Perek Chaf, Pasek. Let's run through the Pasek again. Let's start from Pasek K again, okay? Pasek K. The Amarat Aleim, Hashem says, Yechetzel says, Eklai Yishol, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amarat Aleim, and Perek Chaf, Pasek K, Koyam HaShem Elokim, B'yem B'chwi B'Yisrael. Hashem is describing the time. Hashem is coming to give a complaint, review Jewish history. And he's going back to the time of Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, from the very beginning, when Hashem selected Klal Yisrael to be the Am HaNifchar, and he appointed three leaders, namely Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So here we learned this yesterday, an incredible radak, is that Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, their primary purpose was to give Musa. And the radak said, nowhere will you find this theme, that the role of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam was to give Musar other than Sefer Yechezkel. When you learn Chumash, when you read the Haggadah, when you read the Midrashim, the impression you get it was all Divrei Chizuk. It was like today. Could you imagine if you go and you go to a hotel and they feature in the magazine, we're having a guest speaker, we're having so and so, this famous rabbi, he's going to be the guest speaker, and he gets up and he gives a lecture and he starts cursing at everyone. And tells them you're a bunch of fools wasting all your money to come here to a hotel and spend money on this delicious food. You should all give your money to Tzedakah and you should stay home and clean and work the way it used to be in the olden days. They would throw him out. They would say, out of your mind, we're coming here to tell everyone.
At a hotel?
Yeah. The rabbi says you're all a bunch of
hotels.
He told them all a bunch of fools
to
come in here.
He says, and people weren't giving enough. He said, all right, you're not even giving, you're spending God knows how much money on this vacation. And you need to give more money, so I'm throwing out all the, what everybody did, we're going to start again. Boy, he was lacing into the crowd. I think at that time, I think Berkowitz probably wanted to kill him.
Okay, so that's when you read the Mefarshim, you would never expect that's what Moshe and Aaron and Miriam were doing. Their role was to be mechazik everyone, don't worry, it's life is hard, you have to understand, there's going to be reward, everything's going to be fine and good. That's not what it says here. This pasuk of Yechezkel says that Hashem selected Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and he appointed Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Their role was to give the people Musar, to tell them they're all a bunch of good for nothings. They're doing Averos, doing Avodah Zarah, they're following in the abominations of Egypt, and if they're not going to shape up, they're going to be finished. And indeed, as Rashi goes on to say in a few moments, only one out of every 49 people came out of Mitzrayim. Not one in five, one in 49. So here it says, "V'amarat that you should tell the Jewish people, 'Koyim Hashem Elokim b'yom on the day Bochari of the Yisrael, that I select the Jewish people, and so Yodi Lazer Beis Yaakov, I lifted up my hand for this in regard to the seed of Yaakov, v'vodalohem b'eretz Mitzrayim, I made myself known to them, which they will see in Mefarshim again, which means I gave them Musa in Egypt, v'esse Yodi lohem, I made myself known, I raised up my hand, leimar ani Hashem Elokim pasuk vav." Let's start from there. V'amar aleihem, I said them, ish, shikutzei einav hashlichu. I said to them, every man, the shikutzei, the abominations of his eyes, hashlichu, throw away. Do not contaminate yourself with the abominations. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk Ches. Vayamu vid, you rebelled against me. Lo lishmoy laish eshikusei inem lo hishriku. They did not throw away their abominations. Vezgilulei Mitzrayim lo azavu. Vayimar, I said lishpoy chamosi alehem lechalei sapi bochem besuch eretz Mitzrayim. And it was my intent that I should completely destroy them. Let's see these two psukim inside the Mefarshim. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos started. Zayin v'ymar lehem alide Aaron amarti lehem kolish v'ish hashlichu hasheket zvatiyav she'enov maros lo ki ayin hu sarsu lavero, the eye is what caused the person to sin. Ubigulei ubavodes chacham shel b'tzrayim al titamu lach zacharehem ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Koimer v'ein v'im eichem kein tachlifu oisi b'avodes chacham halifer hadiri, then exchange me for the zara. Pasuk ches. I wanted to destroy them. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, very, very important. Rashi says, okay, this is what we did not learn this yesterday. Who is the one? Rashi is asking the question, who is the one that first gave Musa to Klal Yisrael and telling Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim that you should abandon Avodah Zarah, you should stop following in the ways of the culture of Egypt? It was Aaron. Aaron was there 80 years before Moshe. Aaron niba lochem lenevuazu koidem shenigla hakadosh baruch hu al Moshe basneh. Before even Hashem revealed himself to Moshe by the snare, Aaron was already the leader. V'zehu shenemar le'eli hanigloi nigleisi el beis avicha b'yoysam b'mitzrayim. This is what it says in Shmuel when Hashem says, did I not reveal myself to your forefathers in Egypt? Through whom did Hashem reveal himself to Klal Yisrael? It was not Moshe. Moshe came at the very, very end of the 210 years. It was Amram and it was his son Aaron. And also, I guess, also Miriam. He's not mentioning it over here, but the Radak did mention Miriam. Pasuk Chesed Rashi. This is very critical Rashi. Rashi says, Vayamu v'heim harashoyim. They rebelled against me. Rubam, now look at these powerful words of Rashi. Rubam shel Yisrael shenesu b'shloishes simei afela. The vast majority of Klal Yisrael were wicked in Egypt. They did what it said here in this pasuk. They connected themselves to the Gilulim and the Shikutsim of Mitzrayim. Shemesu b'shloishes simei afela. They died in the 3 days of Choshech. Kmo shenemar, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. Echad, look what Rashi says, Echad mechamishim, one out of 50. V'yesh oimrim Echad mechamesh shmeos, one out of 500. Now isn't this Rashi shocking, that Rashi does not say here what he said in Chumash, it means one out of five? Rashi in Chumash says, V'chamushim olu v'nei shom yeretz Mitzrayim is one out of five. So why is Rashi here, Rashi, the same Rashi, in Sefer Yechezkel, is he so critical? I have no idea. Let me just make sure. What? Well, Rashi is quoting from
the same
Medrash, exactly. So why? Let me just go to Parash B'Shalach. We learned this only 2 days ago. Okay. V'chamushim olu v'nei shom yeretz Mitzrayim. Okay, Pasuk Yitches, here in Rashi and Chumash, V'chamushim, Ein chamush me'elim mizuyonim, means armed. Okay, that's the first interpretation. Okay, and then V'chosov, then he goes on to say, Dover achamushim, Echad mechamisho yatsu. The Arba'och HaLokim. Make sure there's no printing mistake here. Okay, he makes it clear. Four portions, Mesu. B'shloishes me'afela, period. Mechilta, Tanchuma, and here it's exactly the same. Here it's exactly
from the same source.
The same source, Mechilta.
Different opinions.
So it is very, very, very interesting why Rashi is doing this. Why Rashi and Chumash is much more generous, and why Rashi is much more critical. Okay.
That is a very. Rabbi Nel makes a point in saying, in reference to this, is that God wanted, he said, the types of people who didn't leave Mitzrayim. The ones that died in the Shloshim Me'afela were just the people, they weren't the Rishayim necessarily. They were the people who were supposed to die in their time. The Rishayim, God wanted them to make sure that they were alive and they watched B'nai Yisrael leave. They were the ones who didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't want to leave with the people. So there were two different, could be, I'm thinking when you're saying this, that there were two different types of people. That one in five maybe chose not to leave, and one in 50 didn't leave, or, you know, the more didn't leave because they died in the Shloshim Me'afela. He said the Rishonim, so Barbanel says the Rishonim lived. God wanted Dafka, they should live and see that this is what they chose not to do, and that Bnei Israel were leaving.
It doesn't mean a physical death. You want to say it means a spiritual death.
To see it.
Okay, all right. There are different ideas. There's a very famous idea from Rav Shimon Schwab. This became very popular in recent years. Rav Shimon Schwab says that when Chazal say the 1 in 500, 1 in 50, 1 in even 1 in 5, it doesn't mean literally that four-fifths died, or 49 out of 50 died, or 499 out of 500 died. It means that when Chazal were speaking, they were saying there were small pockets of Jews who died. There were a few ice, a few juice here, whatever the numbers were. We don't know what the numbers are, but the Chazal was saying that the Chazal was speaking in their time. They were saying, if these Jews did not die at that point in time, the population of the Jewish people today would be 5 times the number, would be 50 times the number, or 500 times the number, because with time we grow exponentially. That's the way the Metzius is. You're a person that has 8 children, so then the next generation, you know, you hear people who die, they have leave over a few hundred grandchildren, even great grandchildren. Over time, we grow exponentially. So therefore, it was really a small number of people who died, but Chazal, in their time, were saying, today, let's say in America, we have today, let's say in the world, there's approximately 15 million Jews today. So had the Holocaust, had there not been a Holocaust, what would the number have been today? Who knows, it would have been 5 times as many, because we grow in 70 years exponentially. So Chazal, when they were speaking in their time, they were speaking about an exponential growth that we would have experienced had these few people not died at that point in time. Okay, but in any event, over here it says that they, most of the majority, at least of Shul Shalmikra, most of the majority of Klal Yisrael were considered wicked, and that is why they said, let's go here, the Radak.
So you're saying then that these are symbolic numbers?
No, but it's, well, this is what Schwab says. It means that these are numbers that are being used at the time when Chazal are speaking. Chazal are speaking how many years after the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim? 2,000 years, 1,500 years? Chazal are making this statement, it's let's say, 1,500 years since the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they're saying, let's say only half of the Jewish people will die. Let's say only a third. Let's say a quarter. Or what, a small amount.
But it sounds to me that these numbers are frequently used symbolically, like the 50th level of Tumah.
Well, the Pasuk says Vachamushim. Well, that
maybe 150th corresponds to
Those numbers, when you hear 59 levels of Tumah, these are pure Kabbalah. This is the Pasuk, Vachamushim.
It doesn't mean mathematically necessarily.
Well, the word Vachamushim is a mathematical term. The word this Chazal is built upon a drasha vachamushim, which relates to the word chomesh,
but not necessarily a precise mathematical.
Okay, that's the mechilta. The question is, what is the number? Is it 5? Is it 50? Is it 500? But it's all related to the number chomesh. Okay, let's see the radak. Radak pasuk zayin and ches reads the oimar lehem kodim lachen amati alehem aydei hanaviim harishonim shnibu lachem. Who were they? Koidem, before Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShem, before Moshe appeared on the scene, Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael through prophets. He doesn't say here Aaron and Miriam, he just says there were other prophets. Ish Shikutsei Enof Hashlichu. Now over here, why are we focusing on the eyes? Pshut Dvaram Shutim. Ki Yonayim Nivyos Ha'odam Lachatoi, Kamo Shamar, V'loi Sosudu, Acharei Levavchem, V'acharei Enechem Asheratem, Zonim Acharehem. Your heart follows your abominations. The eyes and the heart, they are the sarsure. They are the leaders. They are the parts of the body. It's a good word for this. Sarsure, the chatoi. They are the means, the tools, which bring a person to sin. Uvigilule mitzrayim.
What?
I don't know.
The middleman.
The stairs. Uvigilule Mitzrayim Kitagumai Uvifulkan Tavosa the Mitzrayim Los Sistovun. Do not worship the mistake. Okay, Mitzrayim. Okay, next Radak will go very quick. Vayamru vi lishvech hamosi lechale sapi kofalo in bimilashanis ki kishishbech adam masha beklihu mechale mimenu masha hoy besecha. When you pour out what's in the utensil, it ceases to exist. Mr. Cohen, can you maybe just close the door? Okay, thanks. Pasuk, okay, now we go to Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes is really a very powerful Pasuk, so therefore the question there is, if it's true that in Egypt, Klal Yisrael, the vast majority, according to the simple understanding, they succumbed to the sins of the culture of Egypt. Egypt was the worst of the worst. It was the Ervas Aretz. It was the Las Vegas of the world. Mitzrayim, the Ervas Aretz, a place of Avodah Zarah. So why then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed save Klal Yisrael? So this pasuk cannot be emphasized enough. Va'as Hashem did leman shemi. The reason is not because you really deserve to be redeemed. I only did it for my own name. I did it l'shma. Hashem says, I also do mitzvahs l'shma. I do things l'shem shemayim, meaning it's, when you describe Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means for His reason. Hashem, so here it seems to say, this we discussed yesterday, say that tamu zuchus avos. Just because Hashem promises, there are conditions. There are conditions. Nothing. There is no free lunch. There's bris avos, there's zuchus avos. But when everything is said and done, the pasuk here in Yecheskel makes it very clear that it was not enough. I know Chazal said that the zuchus avos did not run out until the time of one of the kings of Yafkar, of one of the kings of Israel. I think the time of Yehoshaphat. I forgot which king it was, and the Baris Avos never comes to an end. Yet this pasuk seems to say there is another dimension in our survival, which will come to an end if we're not faithful to the teachings of our forefathers. And the pasuk here cannot ignore what this pasuk says. Va'as, the only reason why I saved the Jewish people is because l'man shemi. It's for my own name. Levilti hechel leinei hagoyim asher hema b'sechem, that my name should not be profaned amongst the nations. Asher nodati aleihem leineihem, I became known to them in their eyes. Lahoitziam, when I took them out, lahoitziam me eretz misham, I became known to them. The whole world was watching when I took the Jewish people out of the clutches of Egypt. Since there was an expectation, I guess, like you said, that there was a promise to the Avos, so the world was watching, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be true to His word and redeem His nation from Mitzrayim? And therefore, in order that I should not be a Chil Hashem, I did it not because you deserved it. As we said yesterday, we repeat this idea over and over our entire life in the bracha, the first bracha of the Shemone Esrei, Umevi Goyel, we have Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, exactly like you said, the zuchus avos. The first thing we do is we invoke the zuchus avos. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibav, Hanira, Kel, Yon, Gomel, Chasim, V'chulu, V'chulu. Or maybe Goyel, if you were writing the Shemona Esra, that's where you would stop. Or maybe Goyel, Be'ahava. And Hashem brings Geula with love. After all, we have zuchus avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. After all, Hashem can do whatever He wants. He's Gadol, Gibav, Hanira. We elaborate. Chasadim tovim, the zeicher chaste avos, right? The zeicher chaste avos. Umevi goya, levnei v'neim, be'ahava, with love. It's not what it says. Chazal were not satisfied. Chazal said, umevi goyel. You know why Hashem brings geula? It's not because the zeicher chaste avos. It's a good try. It's a good try. Nice try, but no cigar. It's not enough. Leman Shemo, exactly following the pattern that we've just learned over here in these psukim, Va'as Leman Shemi, it's extracted from this pasuk right here. You have all the schusim, you still need to come on to Hashem's chesed. Okay, let's see what it says here in the Metzudos Tava pasuk test.
It's tied to two parts, the Elohim. No, it's not just chesed, because Hashem Himself, the Chil Hashem for Himself.
Right, that's what it is. So here it's...
The comparison to, in the Shemone Esrei, the man Shemoi B'Ahava, is not totally complete. Here
it doesn't elaborate. It doesn't elaborate. Right? So
that Hashem, wasn't that one of the prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu when he said...
Right, it's going to be a Chil Hashem, yes.
They shouldn't say it.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the Shemone Esrei, we don't elaborate. So I'm assuming that when he's saying Shemone Esrei, Leman Shemo, there are reasons. Hashem always has a reason. One of the reasons is, as it says here in this pasuk, is it should not be a Chil Hashem among the world, to the world at large. But that's not the only reason. Hashem does things for His reasons that are beyond our understanding. Let's see the Metzudos Tava pasuk test. Va'as avolosisi leman shmid lebal yichulal leenei hamitzrim, there should not be profaned among the Egyptians. Asher nodati asher yisi noda liyishol al yidei Aaron, I was known to the Jewish people through Aaron. Shayu modim benavua leenei Mitzrayim sheegolei misham v'mohayu kolim Mitzrayim hoya chilul Hashem ba'amr mebli yichulas Hashem lahitziam ibdam v'chilam. Unbelievable. The same way Moshe used this to describe this argument among the nations of the world. Hashem took us out of Egypt. We were in the desert. And the media, the world, the headlines of every newspaper throughout the entire world heard what happened in Egypt. But this was before. We're now, right now, we have not yet left. The world doesn't even know about Klal Yisrael. The only one that knows about us are the Egyptians. And the Egyptians heard that Aaron preached to the people, do not worry, days are coming when you will be redeemed. There's a Messiah, and if it's not going to happen, it will be a Chil Hashem locally among the Egyptians. Rashi, Pasik Tes, Levilti Hechel, Shelo Yischalel Shemi, my name should not be profaned. Me'achar Shenoidati Lechem V'hiv Tachtim Lehoitzim, I made myself known to them through Aaron, and I promised to redeem them. V'hikiru Mitzrayim Shehem Ami, the Egyptians recognized that I, they are my nation. V'ilu Hoyisim Mashchitzam Hoyu Oimim Oivayem, Mibilti Yecholes Hashem B'yodeh Lehoitzim, they would say that Hashem is limited in His power to redeem us. Let us see the Radak Pasek Tes. V'as Levilti Hechel B'binyin Nifal V'tzerei Haches. So here, b'makom patach, so here when it says, the word heichel is an unusual word, ki seichel liznos, v'hu inyin chilul, the word heichel means to profane. It does not mean to begin. I guess it means because the word heichel, could sometimes the same word can mean to begin. But it's not what it means here. Here it means, oz uchal, then I began.
It's called a play on words.
Here does not mean, here means to be profane. Asher nodati, ayideh hanaviim, le'inayhem, ki amitshum hayu shomim b'dabar lehem anaviim. Again, the same fascinating yisoid. You're not going to see this yisoid in the Haggadah. This is something which goes back, the Haggadah begins much later. It really doesn't begin, it doesn't really tell us about the whole story before Moshe arrives on the scene. Ki amitshum hayu shomim b'dabar lehem anaviim, v'hayim maftichim oyislam lohitziyam meitaycham. Af koydem Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom ki mishbalei Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom b'shlichos hakel lo hechziku b'masim haram. By the time Moshe arrived on the scene, they already were good. They already abandoned the avodah zarah. Now that's not what it says in Rashi. Rashi says 4/5 or 499 every 500 where we're shoyim. Shoy Amar vayamein ha'am. So the Radak, how do you reconcile Rashi with what it says here? That vayamein ha'am vayishmu ki fokad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'minu b'moshem b'nei ha'isa she'asal le'neim. For they also kina nevim harishonim. The nevim before Moshe did not have signs. V'diver b'sedin zal ki af mishabam alei Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom b'shlichus hakel b'hoyu bohem. So here he is consistent with what it says in Rashi before. V'lo yishavi darkam harav v'oisa meisu b'shlish ni'afela k'dei shelo yiru ha'mitshem b'mapolosam. The Yismuchu Lohem, so in Chanami, he has another interpretation that, like Rashi, is that they died during the Shloishes, we have filmed, the Egyptians should not see. Now, what's very strange is, what do you mean they didn't see? Well, they didn't go to the cemetery? Where were they buried? Well, if 499 out of every 500 died, so a very small amount left. So where was everyone else? Where were they? They were buried, obviously, so the Egyptians didn't see this, so I don't know what the answer is. What?
What's to hide from the Mitzrayim?
So maybe what it means is to see the moment of death. Maybe what it means over here is to go into the cemetery and see dead bodies buried. That's not just a simcha. The hanah they would have was to watch them die, to see their demise. So that Hashem did not want the Egyptians. He did not. Of course, the end is they're going to see a small fraction leave, and they're going to see the majority have died. But Hashem did not want to give the Egyptians the satisfaction of witnessing the demise of the Rishon. Okay, let's go for like stone. Don't turn back and look at Sodom. So Hashem said to Lot and his wife, what? But when it'll all be over, you'll see that there's nothing there. In Nechanam, you'll see the graveyard. But I don't want to give you the hana of witnessing the korban, the explosion, to see them. The nefila. Don't watch the actual nefila. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yod. I brought them out of Egypt. Here we're describing the whole history. I took them out of Egypt. I brought them to the desert. And in the desert, I gave them the Torah. I made known to them my mishpatim, my chukim. I gave them the secret of life. I've given them my Shabbosites, Liois Lois, Beini Uveinehem, Lodas, Kiani Hashem Mikatsham. So here we have a whole new thing that Yechezkel is focusing on Shabbos. He focuses, you don't find this that often, but he's specifically focusing on Shabbos. Vayamru vi pasuk yud gimel. Vayamru vi v'dei yishol b'amidbar b'chukosai lo yhalachu v'yes mishpatai mo'osu. They have detested. Asher yas ois tamodam v'chai b'chem v'yes shabso say chililu me'oid. Here is an expression, an extreme me'oid, very much. V'oimar, and I said it once again, l'shpoich ha'mosi aleihem b'amidbar l'chal lo'isar. And once again, v'esel l'man shimi. And now in the desert, I again decided that I'm going, I really should destroy them. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to keep them around in order, it should not be a chilul Hashem to the world. Levilti hechel leinei hagoyim asher hoitzei sin leineihem. Okay, let's see these psukim together.
The man.
The mon, we're going to see the first one, the mon.
Only a few, very few people.
Tolerance. That's the old yisoid, tolerance. A person would, dosan va'aviran, would not have had the chutzpah to do what they did, or the few people to do what they did, if the people would not tolerate such a thing. The fact that they were, no one did it, but the fact
agreeable.
It's the silent majority. So everyone is held accountable for the sins. Okay, we'll see more of this in the Mefarsh. Let's see Pasik Yud in the Metzudos David. It goes very quick. Pasik Yud Aleph. Asher Yaser Ritzon Eloheimar Hachukim VaHamishpatim Hohem Misugolim LaHachayos Es Adam HaEson VeChayei HaOlam Hazeh VeOlam Haba. Torah UMitzvos is the ultimate segula. You don't need to tie a red band around your arm. You don't need to go give a certain amount of coins at a kever, light candles. The only thing you need to do, a school of arichas yavim, is a good life, is just to do what it says in the Torah. Yud beis liyos lois bamesh in chalti lachem etzia minuchasi lemnucha hi lois beinenu ladas bo zeh ashani Hashem bekatshav liyos ani. Shabbos is the ois beini uveinechem. Next pasuk Yud Gimel Asher Yaseh Oisam Kamer Im Ki Achukos HaMishpatim Misugolim LaHachayos Adam HaOisan LeChashu Bohem Chilu Me'oid Lefi Shabbos Rishoy Nechilu Oisuk Moshnemar VaYibayim Ashri Yotzim Menam Lilkait. The Mon. Now here he says something like that. The Metzudo says something very interesting. He says, "What's the Me'oid? What does it mean very much? The Haschala. If you get off to a bad start, that is a very bad. That's a very big problem." Simoni Milsa. It's not for nothing that on Rosh Hashanah we're obsessed with Simonim. On the beginning of the year, the first Shabbos, there is something very significant about the beginning of any event. And at the very beginning of the first Shabbos, they did not listen to Moshe, and they went out to collect the money of Shabbos. Shnia chilil hamekoyshesh b'shot b'nefesh. Shot means
nefesh.
In this... I have my version. Beshot. I have binefesh. I have a base. All right, whatever. So that's also, there's a very fascinating mitzudos. I don't know if you have a makar for this. The mekoyshesh. Vahi, there was a person that was mekoyshesh etzim by midbar. If you ask the average person, tell me, give me a date. Give me a date when exactly he collected the wood. What was the mekoyshesh? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. It was 40 years in the desert. So maybe it was in year 20. It was in year 32. It was in year 18. Year 21. Which Shabbos? I don't know which Shabbos. It's by Mr. Parashah. Whatever Shabbos it was. He says something here. I don't know where the Makar is. The second Shabbos was the day when the Mekoshesh collected the wood or did whatever, what a different interpretation. So that means two Shabbosos in a row. Now this now takes us and gives whole and entirely new meaning to what Chazal say, El Mole Shamru Yisrael Shtei Shabbosois Miyad Nigolin. They would be redeemed immediately. That comes to the Mechaper for the consecutive two Shabbosos that Klal Yisrael were Mechala. And he'll tell you, but they were individuals, like we said before. No. Tolerance. The Tzibor tolerated such behavior. If it was intolerable to do such an Avera, then these people would never have a Havamina to be Mekoshesh Eitzim or to be Malakate the Mon on this day. What? He was quarantined. He was put in a holding cell. And then Moshe had to ask Hashem what to do. And Hashem said, Skila. he is deserving of death, but he was not killed right away. He was quarantined. But you see here two Shabbosos in a row, and according to the Mitzudos, this is what triggers the word Me'od. Especially, it's the beginning. It's the Haschala, and it's consecutive. So that gives a little bit of a flavor. Is that if we observe two Shabbosos also in a row, we are consistent in our observance. It's a tikkun to some degree of the two Shabbosos that were profaned. Now let's see Levilti. Okay, Pasuk Yudalit. Levilti hechel leval yuchalal shleini hagoyim shaytzesi es yisholeinayim vehei mitzrayim ki pen yoyimu mibuli yuchos Hashem havim la'aris kenan ibdam v'chilam b'midbar. Now here the mitzvah says something shocking, because this is not the pshuta shel mikra. Because when we Moshe, someone mentioned before Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went and was mevakesh mechila slicha for Klal Yisrael, this was his argument. It's going to be a chil Hashem. Now I don't know the pasuk in my head by heart or the Rashi by heart, but I think the simple understanding is it's a chil Hashem to the world. When Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the whole world was watching. Live. It was Fox News. Okay? The whole world was watching. So now, if they're going to perish in the desert, Hashem's going to destroy Klal Yisrael, it's not going to be a chil of Hashem from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, they're dead already. Hashem wiped out, the majority of the Egyptians were wiped out. It was Makas V'chayros, it was Kriyas Yamsuf, many of them died. Mitzrayim was reduced to nothing. So who was the major chil Hashem in the world? That's not what he says over here. Bishlam, in the first section we learned before, is that when the Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, when Aaron and Miriam were in charge before Moshe Rabbeinu, so the world did not even know that we existed. So then the only chil Hashem would be among the nation of Egypt. Okay, we understand. But now that we have left Egypt, we're in the desert, and the chil Hashem is the eagle, and it is Shabbos. So who is the one that's going to, for whom is the chil Hashem going to be directed? It's going to be the world. But that's not what the Mitzudo says. Why? I do not know. It's something very interesting. He brings down over here, Bamidbar is a medrash. He brings down a medrash. I have to look up the medrash and see if it actually says there, but specifically it was the Egyptians. Let's see now. Yeah. It was. We the pasuk.
Says Lama Yom Mitzrayim
Lamer. Oh, Lama Yom Mitzrayim Lamer. Okay, I stand corrected.
And unless it's another incident you're referring to.
Okay, you're right. Very good. Okay, it's Perish Pasuk. Okay, I'm embarrassed. Enochanami. Okay. Okay, so let's see over here. Now let's see what it says in Rashi. It's only a short Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis talks about Shabbos. Shabbos is an ois. I've given my menucha as a menucha. It's a beautiful Rashi. The way Rashi describes Shabbos. Okay, you can ask a person. Take every person in the world and ask them to describe the beauty of Shabbos. Every person, probably no person in the world that would describe Shabbos in the same words. Look how Rashi describes Shabbos. Ois gadol hu lohem. It's a great sign to them. Shenasati es yom menuchasi. I have given my day of rest. Hashem needs rest. What does that mean? Hashem needs rest. I mean, Hashem rested on the seventh day. Hashem doesn't need rest. Hashem is infinite, but Hashem created for Himself rest, and I gave this to them as well. Lohem lemenucha. Hari heker gadol shekidashtim li. Pasuk gimel bichugasai lohalachu nitzu oisibo egel. So here Rashi, the Mitzudos didn't really mention this, but it, I mean, that's Shuddha Shalmik, it's simple understanding. I tested them. They tested me with the Egel, Ubi Rafidim, Milakabala Satoira. Okay, the next thing was Rafidim Rafu Yidea Midivre Torah. Now this is an interesting insight. Where do we find that Klal Yisrael did not want to accept the Torah? We're brainwashed that it says Kol Asher Diba Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Right. Well, that was already after they already agreed. So here, I don't know what Rashi means. Niso si boegel uvir fidim milakabel es haTorah. Refidim. What was refidim? Refidim was after Matan Torah, before Matan Torah. When they came to refidim, before Matan Torah, And there it says, Rafu Yideim Midivrei Torah. Their Chazal Darshan were feeding them. It was called refeeding because they were weak. Rafu Yideim.
By
Milchames HaMolech. So it seems that Rashi is selling us something, I don't know where this comes from, is that by Milchames HaMolech, the reason why HaMolech happened, Chazal said, was because they didn't learn for 3 days.
Right.
They didn't learn. They were weak in Torah. Rashi is learning something much deeper. They were not interested in being Mekabel the Torah.
All they had was Shabbos and
whatever they had. Whatever they had, there was some Refidim Milakabel es HaTorah. I don't know more than that.
He says too, Rashi's intent is unclear.
Unclear, okay. It's very, what does exactly this mean? Refidim was before the time of Matan Torah. They did have some mitzvos. They were on their way. Okay, Tzorach Im. And the third thing was V'hoisiru min Haman. Now here is, we're not the Shabbos yet. They left over from the month. Okay, that was not discussed. That was another test to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the next Rashi says, V'eshav sesai chilu sheyotsu min ha'am lilkoid man. So according to Rashi, there are really four chaton. We know that Chazal say Chazal, that Klai Yisrael tested Hashem 10 times. What's the pasuk? Esepam was what? Was that was the eagle?
The Meraglim?
The Meraglim. So 10 times. So here Rashi is listing four of the tests. I don't know how the calculation, but Egel, Refidim, and Mon, and then Shabbos. Okay, next, let's see the Radak. These Pesukim Pasuk, starting with Pasuk Yud. What? No, we were two different sins. But that was a separate sin. First, they left over. That was during the weekday. They left over during the weekday, they left over month. And then there was a second issue. Okay, then there was a second issue when they left over. Let's see, Pasuk Yud in the Radak, Vo'itziyem, Vo'aviyem, Chaser Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vo'etein, V'chai Bohem. The mitzvos, the purpose of the mitzvos is that they should live. Kitagumoy. Rashi here learns, Radak learns, life is, according to Targum, life is not life in this world. Schar b'hai alma lepa, it is schar in the next world. What's the gam? Kihi matana toiva nosna elokim liyamo yisrael kide lizcho lochem bo es yom hamnucha sheiniach lochem v'yoytzi osam. Me'avdus l'cheirus. Shabbos zeich liyitzias Mitzrayim. That's what it says in the second Dibros. V'zeh ois shehu bein ha'kel u'bein Yisrael shehu kitsham v'hidilam min ha'umais v'hifrisham migilulei Mitzrayim. V'nosan l'chem Torah kidoisha chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim v'yomar shabsosai loshen rabin. Kol albo shvisa samoyadim. Why shabsosai? Shabbos is not just the seventh day of the week. According to the Radak, it refers to the Mo'adim. The Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That's why it says Shabbos Yisai. Kol Shavisa Samoyadim Ki Gam Heim Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim Lofi Shamitzvas Shabbos Gedolah Ushakul Lekedega Kol Hamitzvos. Omar Kama Upon Beparish Zut Toichachos Chilul Shabbos. Why are we Yecheskel obsessed with Shabbos? Because Shabbos is Shakul Lekedega Kol HaTorakul. We all know the sugya in the Gemara that if a person is a mumar, Gavar Echad, he's still a kosher Jew. If he signs, he's a witness on a document, right, he's a kosher aid. But if a person is a mechalel Shabbos, he may be the best, finest person that there is. The most honest, erelch person, he keeps kosher food, he eats the most expensive shmur matzah, but if he's not shomer Shabbos, he's a mumor l'chol ha-Torah kula, and that's why he focuses specifically on Shabbos. Pasuk Yagimu v'ayam rubib, b'saylo halachu, shetzivo yisam b'morah, k'mon shakosav shom, some like Chayku Mishpat, we just read that a few days ago. Chilu Me'od, Ki Shabbos, Rishon Chilu Isos, he's saying the same Yisod as the Radak. Why is it called Me'od? Very much. The first Shabbos. Sheyatsu Lilkoit Hamon, Lefichach Omar Me'od. It's a very good Yisod. Me'od means the beginning. V'gam Hachukim, V'amishpatim, Asher Tziva, they violated Kemosha Omar Ad Ono Me Antem Lishmar Mitzvosai Vichukosai V'Omar Mavor. It's okay. Yudal is the essays Mavahu is so simple. Okay, it's interesting though is that the first time the word Me'od appears in the Torah is when Hashem finished, not the first. Vayar lekim es kol asher asa v'hinei toiv me'ot. That's at the end. And yet here, both the Mitsudos and the Radak explain that Ma'od has a connotation, it refers to the very beginning. The very beginning is what is required to be Ma'od in its full intensity in order to carry through. Alright, whatever that means. Let's go further. Now we go continue. This is a very easy Pasuk. Pasuk, Tes, Vav. So here we are. We're at stage two. This is the second time Hashem decided to destroy us. He decided to destroy us in Egypt. And he had charat. He changed his mind. Leman Shuma. In the desert, Hashem decided to destroy us. He changed his mind a second time. Leman Shuma. The Gamanina Sasi Yadilachem Amidbar. Levulti Havi Osam El Oritz Asher Nosati Zavas Chol B'Dvash. And then, I lifted up my hand a third time. And this refers to the Miraglim. Okay, the third time Hashem decided to destroy us was again in the Midbar when we did not want to go out. Nasas yadi lohem b'midbar levilti yahavi aysam el aritz asher nasati l'zavas chol v'dvash tzivihi l'chol haratzos, the most beautiful land of the most desirable land of haratzos. We mentioned yesterday the word zavas chol v'dvash, the last letters is Shabbos. Zavas is Sof, chol of days, vash is Shin, we spell Shabbos. It's interesting that Yechezkel here mentions Shabbos, and he also mentions Eretz Yisrael with the term. There are so many different ways to describe Eretz Yisrael, and by describing with Zavas Chol V'Dvash, which in Mefarshim is a code word for the Kedusha of Shabbos that lies within Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Pasuk Yutez Zayin, Yan, why did I want to destroy them a third time? B'mishpatai Mo'osu, they rejected my mitzvos. They went after the abominations of their heart. I had compassion upon them, from destroying them. I did not wipe them out in the desert. Let's see these two spoken together. Tezvav in Mitsudos David. Tezvav says, "V'nasasi yadi b'shu alehem levilti havi." Okay, so now we're at the third time when Hashem wants to destroy us. So here the Pasuk seems to say the reason why we did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, was all rooted in the Avodah Zarah, the lingering effects of the Avodah Zarah from Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatochas Eini, Ritzon Olaymer, Af Kli Yahayu Chayavim, Aval Eini Chos Aleihem, Meyos Mashchis Oysam, Bolchein Loich Lisnim Bamidbar. Hashem says, I had rachmonis upon them for the third time. And notice what's very interesting is here, it does not say Leman Shemo. The first two times, we angered Hashem, Hashem speared us, Leman Shemi. Okay, that was the exact same words, Leman Vo'a'as leman shemi. And here it says, vo'a'aseh. It's not exactly the same words. There must be some, I'm sure there's some drush to explain why the first time in Egypt it says, vo'a'as, I did, leman shemi. Here it says, vo'a'aseh, leman shemi. It's not the same form of the word. Okay, va'avidos. And here it's pasuk tes, Vodis, va'avodis. The Targum translates the words exactly the same, vo'as and vo'eseh. Why a different? There has to be a reason why there's a different expression. But notice here, the third time we angered Hashem at the time of the Meraglim, Hashem doesn't say leman shemo, vatochos eini alehem mishachasam. What happened to leman shemo, the chil Hashem? I don't know. Requires bail. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi, there is none. Radak pasik tes vav. The gam ani no sasi yodi lohem. Yeah.
One of the reasons was for the going to know about it. Although the Rabbah Moshe Rabbeinu used the same argument, trying with her about it.
But the promise was to take us.
Well, where would the chilas shandu get take out from the trying to go in the stream would have known. That's what.
Right.
The Maaseh Diego, obviously, would come out. It was still fresh. The Jews had just come out.
So the question over here is, let me ask you a general question. Did Paro and all the people in Egypt, did they know that Hashem is going to take us to Eretz Yisrael?
What
did Aaron tell? Well, Aaron told them. Did Aaron really tell them? Let's say, I assume he did. I don't know the
psukim. Only for 3 days.
What?
Moshe said only for 3 days.
Well, you go for 3 days. Okay, right. So what did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? What did Moshe tell the Egyptians? Did they tell the Egyptians that the ultimate goal is to get the Torah? Even did they tell them that? We're leaving. We're going out to serve Hashem. Did Moshe tell Paro? Did the Egyptians know that the goal is Tavdu Neselukim Alohar Hazeh? Did the Egyptians know that after we makabel the Torah, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael? Did they know the entire plan? Or it was just freedom? We're sick and tired of being your slaves. We're sick and tired of being exploited. We want our freedom. Where will we set up? Where will we live? We'll go to Argentina. We'll go to Saudi Arabia. We'll go to somewhere, the North Pole. We'll find a place. We'll find a place to set up a tent, to live, to find it, to live. We'll be nomads. We'll live in the desert.
Not his business.
Did they know about Eretz Yisrael? Lamai nafkamina. Would there be a chilul Hashem if we would not end up in Eretz Yisrael? So if you want to read into the psukim, if you want to say, maybe in a chanami, that's exactly why here it does not say Laman Shemo. As far as leaving Egypt and surviving, that was all part of the plan. That was well known. If we would not survive in the desert and we would not escape Egypt, that would be a chilul Hashem. But coming into Eretz Yisrael, maybe this was a secret.
Well, no, because you can see most of the plan we answered on the Rav, it says, we omru Yosheva Oretz Azoy Shomu Kiyat Hashem Kerbom Zer Shayim
Ba'in Yudah. Aliyah Chaylas Hashem Labiyah.
Loitziyah Mela Oretz.
Abiyah Mela Oretz, it says.
We omru al Yosheva Oretz Azoy Shomu Kiyat Hashem Kerbom Zer Shayim Ba'in Yudah. So, my choice is that my Yomalem, I'm a site built to Yavos Hashem. Hashem did not take him to Eretz Yisrael. Did not do it until the house.
All right, so you have to study this in much more detail. I don't know. It's curious. We're just trying to make some observations that it does not say here the words the chilul Hashem like it said the first two times, and that requires an understanding. Why not? Let's see the Radak pasuk tezvav. V'gam ani nasasi yodi lochem ba'dvar meraglim shamar v'ulam chai oni v'yimolech v'yir Hashem es kol ha'aretz. Im Yeru Es Aretz. Hashem says, I swear that these people will not see the Holy Land. Yan Mevarhu itself understood. Vatochas Eini V'lo Yasisi Asam Kolah Bamidbar Ki Hisharti Beneim Achareihem Laviim El Aretz. I allow them to survive. Their children would come into the land. So maybe the answer is because maybe I think that the answer is that in Achanami they did die. The people in the desert after they angered Hashem did die. There was no Laman Shemo because they did die. The Rachmanis was that their children were allowed to survive. Unlike the first two times where they survived. The people in Egypt, okay, many of them did die, but there were people in Egypt who did Averos, who did Teshuvah, were allowed to leave. In the desert, when they did the Chedah Egel, they were allowed to live.
And it was spread out over a long period.
Pakoy Pakadati. But here, in Ochanami, here Hashem's patience ran out. The people themselves who knew Yavera did indeed die. So there was a lack of Laman Shemo. But the Rachmonis was for the next generation. That would seems to be the answer. Okay, let's go to the next psukim. Pasuk Yudches. Voimar el b'neihem b'amidbar. I spoke to their children in the desert. B'chukei avoseichem al tilechu. Watch out. Don't follow in the evil ways of your fathers. The es mishpatehem al tishmur. Do not follow the laws, the laws of averos of your fathers. Uvigilu lehem al titamoh. Do not contaminate yourself in their ways. Ani Hashem elokeichem bechuk osai lechu. Go in my ways. V'es mishpatai shimu v'asu osam pasachav v'yeshav osai kadeshu. And the children did not listen to Hashem. Again, Shabbos. L'chalois api bam bamidbar. Okay, so here is the fourth time. This is the fourth time where Hashem says, I'm going to destroy them. And yet, Pasuk HaBeis says, V'hashivoisi es yodi, I withdrew my hand, V'as leman shini. Levilti heichel le'inei hagoyim, L'shnabi chel Hashem, Asher tzeis yosem le'ineihem, V'gam ani nasas, let's go slow here. What exactly is the story of the fourth time? So, the Mitzudo Stav, Pasuk Yudchai says, Es b'neihem habonim shel hador sheyotzim Mitzrayim heim habonim Hashem habonim el ha'aretz. So now up to round four. B'chukei avoseichem shabodu miliba mashalo tzivashem. They made up, they fabricated things. Ani Hashem lokechem l'chein shimu alai l'lech b'chusai u'mishvatai shimu b'lubavchem v'asulasam v'hoyu lo'ois l'man yu lo'ois pasuk chav aleph. Now here it is. V'yamru heim hanitzmodim l'bal pe'or v'koyrach v'adosoi. Round four. The next set of sins is Korach, and worshipping Pa'or, Baal Pa'or, that was due to the influence of the Midianim. That was from Midian. So we have now round four. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy you, a fourth time.
Korach came before the Baal Pa'or.
Why does he switch it around? I don't know. Let's see Chabez, and what happened Chabez? Yes, it's always a solemn majority because the people who sin were yechidim. It's always been like that. It's the tolerance of society. That's chid. It's not my problem. Pasuk habeis v'hashivosi es yodi heishafti yodi milahakos bam v'gam ani return lemar k'mo shechem bogdu bi kain shilamti gemul v'nishvati lechem b'midbar lofitz aysavri. That's really the next pasuk. We do it again. Okay, so here we have over here incredible. The fourth time when Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael after Korach v'Adasai, and again for the. Now again, that's the fourth time, but it's only the third time that Hashem is invoking the zechus of Lashma, Leman Shemo. Let's see Rashi, Vayomer b'Habanim Shiftei Sholdan V'chein Hanitzmodim LeBaal Pa'or La'achar Shenesu Dor HaMidbar. So it's a very important reference point. The sin of Baal Pa'or took place at the very end of their stay in the desert. In the 40 years in the desert, all of the people, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, between 20 and 60, died. And now you're left with a new generation. And this new generation are all guaranteed to come into Eretz Yisrael. And a group of this new generation decided to worship the Avodah Zarah, Pa'ar. Moshe when Pa'ar is a very... The truth is we have no clue what this obsession with Pa'ar is. And the proof to that is, why in the last pasuk in the Torah, come out the last pasuk, it tells that Moshe Rabbeinu vayikbar so bagai mul beis pa'ar. Moshe's death, Moshe's burial is described as opposite pa'ar. Why would you focus on that? Why is that so important to mention with regard to the death of Moshe? The Moshe's mahus, the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know who Moshe is. Moshe is a person who opposed. He is the extreme opposite of Pa'ar. Mul based Pa'ar. Why are you focusing? So the common drush, and obviously there's a lot more that goes on the surface. The Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar is complete hefkeros. How did one worship Pa'ar? What do Chazal say? You defecate in front of Pa'ar. That's the way you worship. Person came and he cleaned himself on the nose of Pa'ar. And they said, wow, we never had such a loyal servant, such a good worshiper, petitioner to Pa'ar to go so low to do something like this. It's disgusting. It's a complete hefkeres. The ultimate hefkeres. When Hashem was masked with Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what the hesped was? Moshe was a Baal Musa. Moshe was a Talmud of Kelm. Moshe was a Talmud of Navardik. He was Mul Beis Pa'ar, the extreme opposite of Hefkeros. Everyone in society, all in America, live in a world total Hefkeros. Total Hefkeros. Do whatever you want. You don't have to wear clothing. You don't have to do anything. Like total Meshugayim out there in the world. Moshe was a man of discipline. Everything was done with a Cheshbon. Mul Beis Pa'ar. So this was like the new, like the hippies, the new generation. This was a time the Dor HaMidbar died. The old generation is gone. The new generation, they wanted a little loosen up some of the rules, the standards. Loosen the standards. Make life a little bit easier. This was the nisoyon of the new young generation. Because if you don't have this Rasha, you think, okay, there was a Chet Meraglim, there was a Chet Egel, there was a Chet Pa'ar, there was a Chet of Koirach. No, Rashi is telling you more than Yisod. The Chet of Pa'ar was a Nisoyon to the young generation, not to the old generation. The old generation who lived with Mitzrayim and came out of Mitzrayim, went to the desert, they were the old timers. They had a different hashkafa. They saw Amram. They knew what it was like in the olden days. They had that discipline. They wore hats. They wore jackets and ties. Right? It was a whole different way of life. The nesoyin of Pa'ar was a nesoyin for after Kalu Meisei Hamidbar for the youngsters. They wanted to loosen, like you said, to loosen the standards.
Who's that bear shift to show Don?
Don was, those were the ones who were nitzmodim lebal Pa'ar. They had pestle. They were the ones. Dons were the weakest. Were the weakest. The spiritually weakest element of Klal Yisrael. They were in the back. I mean, not only in the back. It means they were spiritually in the back. They were weak. Okay. So Hashem now wanted to destroy them, and Hashem held back again. Leman Shemo. Let's see the Radak. The Radak Pasik Chaf Pasik. We have to Pasik Yud. We have to Ani Hashem Pasik Yud Ches. The Oymar, the Chukei, the Vav, Im Hadogesh. We'll just run through these, the ones that are dictated very quickly. The Chol Inyan Chu Mevor, it's self understood. That's not it. Nothing more. Okay. Now Pasuk of Gimel. The Gam Ani Nasasi Yesedi Lohem Bamidbar Lohafitz Aysam Agoyim. Ule Zarois Aysam Baratzos. Now we're up to five. Stage five. Why Yan Mishpatay Lo Asu Vichusay Mo Asu Vyeshab Sosay Chilelu. Again, the same list of Averos, Yahweh, Giluli, Avosam, Hoyu, Enehem, they were following in the abomination of their fathers. Pasuk of Ches, Vigamani Nosati, Lechem Chukim, Loi Toivim. They viewed it, they considered the mitzvahs that I gave them to be Loi Toivim, Umishpatim, Loi Yichyu, Bohem. They considered the mitzvahs that I gave them to be mitzvahs which are not worth anything. Va'at Hameosam, Bimat Nosam, Bahavir, and they considered that I contaminated them with the matanos, the havir kol peter rocham, removing every firstborn, leman ashinem, I made them guilty. They thought that the mitzvahs that I gave them were a way of causing them to be guilty. Leman asher yedu asher ani Hashem, that they should know. Okay, let's see these psukim a little bit with more clarity in the mefarshim. Let's see, starting with pasuk of Gimel the Mitzud of David. Let's see if we have enough time to just finish up the psukim.
Were you saying pasuk Chav Gimel in Radak?
There's no Chav Gimel in Radak.
There is
Chav Gimel.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it yet. We didn't do that yet. We didn't even do the Mitzudos of Chav Gimel yet. That's where we're up to. So let's see Chav Gimel in the Mitzudos first. Chav Gimel Mitzudos Gamani. Ritzel Lema Kamo Shahim Bogdu Bi Kain Shilanti Gimel Veneshvati Lachem Bamidbar Lachofitz Oysam Bagoyle Ki Belel Bechias Hamaraglim Shahisa Betisha Baav Chukbo Lahalayla Hi Bechil Ledoros Bechum Bayis Rishon Bayisheni Vechain Amr Chazal. He's going backwards. He's saying that it's not number five. He's saying over here, now that we've gone through really four different types of Averos, he's now saying that Adif HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, I don't know why, this is how he interprets the Pesukim. After we mention Balpar, and we mention Koirach, we're now describing that Hashem has decided that He's going to disperse them among the nations, and that's going to happen. I'm sorry. This is right. This is no. We're going back to the Meraglim. We are going backwards. Hashem is going to disperse us among the nations. It was decided that, and it's going to be Churban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, let's see the next pasuk in the Mitzudos pasuk of Yan. Ritzon Elohim Mar Ulam Loi Ba'Avoyin Zebel Vav Hayu HaChorbanos Ki Im Begam Ba'Avoyin Shloi Asu Es Mishpatai Gilulei Avoyisam Advarim HaTu'uvim Umu'usim Kigolol Shol Re'i. They've done terrible averos. Like Golol, it's called Golol because it's like excrement. Nosati Bohem Me'astim Biyad Umos La'Sosim Mo'em Chukim Loi Toivim B'Shvatim Asher Lo Yasigu Ba'Avuram Es HaChayim Ki Im HaKilyon V'Ho'Avdoin V'Alakzerus V'Ashmodos Yoimar. Okay, so here when it says here, the way the Metsudos learns the pasuk, going back to pasuk Chav Hei, when it says the pasuk Chav Hei, v'gaman in the sadalem chukim loy toivim, this does not mean mitzvahs. This means that Hashem here is saying, because they have sinned, I'm going to deliver them in the hands of their enemies, and they're going to suffer. And the expressions the psukim are using are poetic. Because they did not observe my mitzvos, which are toivim, and which bring life, I'm now going to give them over to the nations of the world, and the nations of the world are going to subjugate them, and make them observe their chukim, which are truly loy toivim, and the laws that the nations of the world put upon them will bring about their death. When it says here in the past, I'm going to contaminate, that means Hashem is saying, I'm going to distance them from me. I will not associate myself with them. So they're going to do among the Goyim, they're going to follow among the Goyim the laws of the Goyim, which means they're going to take the firstborns, and instead of redeeming the firstborns with Pidyon HaBen, they're going to give the firstborns as an offering to the Avodah Zarah Moilech. Okay, and then let's next words of the Metsudos, Leman, so that Ash Shimeim Ritzoin Olaymar Harichot Mimeni Hoyu Laman Yu Shemama Diyu Toeles Shoymim Musam Laman Asher Yedu V'yakira Shani Hashem Emiti. And this punishment will make it known that I am their true God. When they see that they are suffering, they will then come to recognize that Hashem indeed is a true God. Now what is very interesting about this Mitzudos is we read about Moilech over and over and over again. Here, he says, I never saw this before, is that Moilech was the Bechor. We had a Medrash a while ago, we read the Medrash inside, is where parents would select, it was not necessarily the firstborn, they would select a child to offer as a human sacrifice to Moilech. Here the Mitzudos says is that the Moilech was specifically the firstborn. And then the fact that the words are using Behavir called Peter Rocham, they would transfer the opener of the womb to the Avodah Zarah, the same term that is used for Pidyon HaBen, it's, you see, a parallel. By us, there's Pidyon HaBen. By the Goyim, there is Moilech. Okay. It's late, so we'll stop here and we'll review this last section of Yirtz Hashem next time. Okay, up to we do again and finish from Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we'll just go over this section. Alright, take a short break.